Quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draws nigh. So he led the danger we're living today. God's love and mercy, they're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trot. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. While he warned of the dangers that lie in their path, but they heed not his mercy and they kindle not wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care. For where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with earthly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Those who so carelessly forgotten their God. It's amazing how true this is. Quickly the days that are numbered pass by. See, we've been trying to tell people about the judgment day and all that, and but it's all numbered, you know. You're going to bump right into it. There's a day, the days are numbered. Quickly, the days that are numbered pass by. People just don't get it. Mm-hmm. They just take it for granted. This thing, this life is going to continue, but up the road here, when that comes down to day five, day four, day three, day two, day zero. Then you bump right into that judgment day of the Lord. The day of the Lord, you bump right into it.
Because it's 6,000 years for a man sojourning here on earth. And then comes judgment.
And we happen to tap in exactly right to the day, 1,260 days to the middle, and then 42 months. And at the end of those 42 months, that's when that angel come down, and he ties up Satan, and he throws him into hell, exactly right at the very day zero. And then Jesus comes back, and the heavens open up, and every eye shall see him, and then the day of the Lord is on. It's just that simple. It's called the day of the Lord. The wrath of the Lamb. You're going to bump right into it. And it says here, quickly the days that are numbered pass by. But see, men are so busy. Satan has deceived the mankind, the human race. Satan is a spirit. He's a very, very powerful spirit. And all he does, he's a rebel rouser. And all he does, trying to, when God has a picture, The devil is right there like a dirty, trying to mess it up, trying to muddy the waters. That's all he's ever done. Every time God does something, Satan is right there to mess everything up, just like I keep seeing over and over again back in the garden. God had a perfect utopia. All Adam and Eve would have had to do was partake of the tree of life, just like God advised them to do. He gave them one commission: be fruitful and multiply. But there's two ways you can do it. You can take my advice, or you can take the devil's advice. You take my advice, what happens? You plugged into eternal life. Mm-hmm. Then, because if they would partake of the tree of life, sex for reproduction purposes only. But see, they took Satan's advice, and Satan's advice is all with death. Just mm-hmm. that simple. They brought that whole death camp onto the human race. And then all they would have had to do, if they would have partaken of the tree of life, they would have had the whole human race would be plugged into eternal life. Just that simple. But see, it's the same thing that happened when, I see that so vividly throughout the night. See, you and I, we're plugged into eternal life, mm-hmm. right? We accepted, like I keep saying, there's eternal life is exactly what the Bible says, what Jesus said. See, Jesus couldn't lie. He was the voice of truth. And he said, this will be eternal life. That they believe in them, and I will say, see, you and I, we're plugged into eternal life via the fact that God sent the prophet. We're just plugged into it. Just like Adam and Eve would have plugged into eternal life if they would have partook of the tree of mm-hmm. life. It's that simple. I saw it so vividly. Like everything that we see and do, it's plugged into eternal life. See, God sent the prophet here. God sent that angel here in the church here to Laodicea. And then we heard about it. What you did, you're a prime example. When you got the book, the Church Age Messenger, you did everything. You plugged into it. You put your whole life was plugged into the fact that God sent the prophet. You could have rejected it like billions do and go down that Hutterite path to destruction. But see what you did? You put your life on the line and you plugged into you. When you saw got the revelation, God sent the prophet. No, you just plugged into it. And then you got it through that, you got eternal life. And then there's people that are under your watch, like your whole family is under your watch. And then even though they don't believe what you do, it doesn't really matter. As long as you, as the spiritual head of your house, like I can't describe it all, but I do know that God has honed you out to take a stand for your family structure. It's just that simple. That work. It works that way because I can't describe it all, but because you plugged into, when the truth was presented to you, you grabbed it and you plugged into it. And then even though your mom didn't believe, when you told her about serpent seed and things like that, even though she didn't believe that, and that's beside the point. The thing of it is, when your mom passed away and your dad passed away, because you were plugged into that eternal life, through that they got eternal life too. When they passed away, we had a glorious time here. And the same thing for me, because I'm plugged into eternal life. And the truth was presented to me, exactly when that Brother Branham message was presented to me, because Brother Branham was connected to eternal life. He was connected to that angel. Just exactly what Jesus said, this will be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And then God sent that angel to the church here to Laodicea, and Brother Branham was plugged into it. He was that voice of that angel. Now it's just a matter of fact, the word runs true to form, because Brother Branham believed it. All these subjects that were sitting under Brother Branham's watch, they got eternal life at that hour. Mm-hmm. And then, like I say, it continued on to Brother Jackson, and then all these people that were plugged in and to Brother Jackson, because it's still that angel. Mm-hmm. It's still, this is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, to give to the angel, to give to Brother Branham. It just continues. There's only eternal life. It's only in God. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. And then it continues down, and then people that believed that angel, and then that angel transmitted it to Brother Branham, and then these people that were under that watch, they had eternal life. I had the scriptures. And the same thing when Brother Branham went off the thing, Brother Jackson took over, and you could feel it when we went to any of these groups that were sitting under Brother Jackson's watch when Brother Jackson was here. There was a heavenly anointing.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
I would have gone to the end of the earth to feel mm-hmm. that anointing.
Uh-huh.
And because that was eternal life at that time. Mm-hmm. It was that stream that the Bible talks about. Eweisein and Strom. I can't explain it all, but I know it's true because I feel it in my makeup. And mm-hmm. like I say, when my brother passed away, my brother John, he stepped in here about 3 days before he died, and a lot of people don't know how this stuff works. But he was here about three weeks before he died, and he more or less tried to apologize in his own way. But in his heart of hearts, he knew I'm right. But see, that system, he was cut between that system and that and what I believe, because he knew me. He knew what I believe. And he came here 3 weeks before he died, and more or less kind of tried to apologize in his own way. But see, he believed me. He did believe in that Hutter, I think, because for some reason or other, the Lord gave him understanding that Hutter, I think, is nothing but a pile of garbage. And yeah. he more or less said as much.
That's right. See, what Jesus said here, it says here, he said that his kingdom is not of this world. See, this is not of this world what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
This is totally spiritual. Because when it says here, so what is the profit of silver and gold? What these people are doing, they're making an earthly kingdom.
Uh-huh.
And then it says, so cheap it will seem on that great judgment day when fire and great heat will melt it away. See, all this will look so cheap on that day people's eyes will be open to see what this life is really all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when it says this kingdom is not of this world. See, our kingdom is not of this world. We're not here fighting for an earthly kingdom. This is a totally heavenly kingdom that we're talking about. That we want people to make it.
Yeah, we're doing, like I say, we plugged into eternal
mm-hmm.
life via the scriptures.
Right.
Exactly, simply because there came a day, except you got the book, church's book, and you realized God sent the prophet and all that. You plugged into it. You
mm-hmm.
And everything that you said has eternal life. And the people that are under your watch, they also have eternal life, like I said. Your mom, she never believed what you believed to the point when she God sent a prophet. That she did not necessarily have to, but as long as you believe it, and then it works like just a little, because you're the spiritual head of your house, so to speak, and the people that are under your watch, they automatically have eternal life too, whether they believe it or not, because the Bible runs through to four. He told that jailer there, if you believe, you and your whole household will be saved. He told it to that Ethiopian. If you can only get yourself to believe, you and your whole household will be saved. It's just that simple. And it's like the same thing, bring it down to the days that same spirit is saying to you, Loren, if you believe, you and your whole household will be saved. The people that are under your watch. And the same way with me, if I can get myself to that place where I believe God sent the prophet, me and my whole household will be saved. But God sets it up that way. They don't necessarily have to believe. Like my brother John, he didn't. Toward the end, he knew in his heart of heart that I'm right and these preachers are wrong. He more or less said as much. In fact, they came after they found out that he came to visit me before he died. After the funeral, they came and asked me if my brother was here. To visit me. If they would have known that before, that they would have probably had no funeral for him. To you and I, everything is so simple. It's so black and white. But see, he didn't want them to know that he came to visit me. And like I say, if if they would have probably known, they would have probably questioned him, you know. Brought him up before the council. What he does, what, how come he can't do with him? You see, that, these preachers are not of God. They're of the devil. And I went to look at it. I heard these people passed away, that Ike from Bloomingard and that lady from, she left Broad Valley years ago. I know both of them. And then I just read here in the Autorite app that they passed away. And I know them, like I say, I know them personally. Mm-hmm. I tried to introduce them to this truth here. I sent that Ike some books. I had a lot to do with that Ike, from a preacher from Bloomingard. A lot to do with him over the years. And I tried to direct him towards the heavenly, what I believe. I sent him some books. And I think he even sent him some CDs there at one time. And the fish don't bite, you know. And he's not in a good place. I could feel it. When I heard he passed away, I kind of felt the grieving in my spirit, because time and time again, I've run into that man. I know him way before he became preacher. And I had quite a few run-ins with him. And I tried to direct him towards what I believe. But see, the fish don't bite. And he's not in a good place, because in that Hutterite structure, there is no eternal life in that. Mm. None whatsoever. Back in the days of Martin Luther, that's where that Hutterite system originated from, right from Jakob Hutter. But back in the days of Martin Luther, the people that were connected to Martin Luther, they had eternal life. But what Satan did after Martin Luther was come on the scene, and what Satan did, he sent in his decoys, his wannabes, and he sent in these Peter Riedemann and Jakob Hutter, and that's the foundation of that Hutterite structure. And there is no eternal life in Jakob Hutter, there is no eternal life in Peter Riedemann, there is no eternal life in these Antichrist that Satan sent in there. Mm-hmm. There's only eternal life via the scripture, and that angel that used the vocal cord of Martin Luther, the just shall live by faith. And here, these people, they come up with the same program that they were dragged out of throughout the Dark Ages. That Hutterite thing is first-class communist, just exactly the way the Catholic Church operated through the Dark Ages. It's first-class socialism. It's works. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do's and don'ts, you know. And here Martin Luther comes along with a complete free program, the just shall live by faith. And if you're plugged into the just shall live by faith, you had eternal life. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
Yeah.
Martin Luther, Jakob Hutter's program, there is no eternal life in that Hutterite mm-hmm. structure. Just it's, that simple.
It's a self-made program, you know. It's not from heaven.
Amen.
You know, it has to be via the scripture. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And the message that he has for your day and hour. Martin Luther, it was the just shall live by faith. And that Hutterite thing took a decoy. Uh-huh. It was not part of that channel. And that's why when growing up there, I felt the darkness, you know. And I didn't understand all the things that I understand now. About it, but I can look back and understand now why I went through what I went through in that system, because like you said, there is no eternal life in it. It's not built on the foundation of the scripture.
The only eternal life back in that hour was Martin Luther, to just live by faith. And then when he was done, along came John Wesley. And he preached this thing, and as long as you were hooked into John Wesley, you had eternal mm-hmm. life. And here in the Church of Laodicea, God sent that angel, and that angel linked up with the vocal cords of Brother Branham, and as long as you were interconnected to the message of Brother Branham, you had eternal life. It's just that simple. People came from all around the world. They couldn't wait until Brother Branham started preaching. They didn't know what it was. It was just the standing room only many times, because all of a sudden they feel this anonymous. They feel this thing. All it is, they was plugged into eternal mm-hmm. life. It's mm-hmm. just that simple. Mm-hmm. And then when he goes off the scene, like I said, we had a hallelujah time when somebody would come down and speak from people that were mm-hmm. on the same page. We were at under Brother Jack's umbrella, under Brother Jack's what? They were plugged in because they had eternal life simply via the scripture. If you believe on them whom I will send, you will have eternal life. This is eternal life that they believe of them whom I will send. It just continues on. And here now it's the same thing with you and I. If you believe what we say, you have eternal life. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. And see, the controversy is between us and that Hutterite garbage. There is no eternal life and that Hutterite structure. You can try to make it work, but it's not going to work. That's why I was so sad when I heard about these two people that passed away. You see, then on that Hutterite app, that Ike passed away, and that Marlene. I know that Marlene personally, but when I got excommunicated from the call, I went down to their mom. I thought she was brought up the same colony I was raised up. I remember, I think I even went to school with her, with their mom, that Kathy from Broad Valley. And I know her personally. And so I visited quite a bit until they let me know that they don't have nothing to do with what I'm trying to say. And so I didn't bother going back there, but they weren't married yet. They were just young teenagers, those two girls were. But let's see, I know them personally. Now they're passed on. Now they're going to have to go into the regions beyond. And I got... they're not on a good plane, let's just say it. Because that number one, that church that Ike is connected to, there's no eternal life in that Hutterite mm-hmm. structure. You got to unplug yourself from it because there's only death in it.
No, but that's right.
I'm trying to make it simple, you know, mm-hmm. because Satan, back in the day, back in the garden, if Adam and Eve would have plugged into the reproductive program, partook of the tree of life, every human being would have had eternal life.
Yes,
but see, they were plugged into Satan's uh-huh. program. And then everything that was born out of that was death. Everything was death. Mm-hmm. Only Satan can only produce death. And that Hutterite structure was originated from Satan. He said then these antichrists after Martin Luther. You could go back. I went back and checked the history of it. It was 1530 when these Jakob Hutters came on the scene. Right after, 10 years after, God raised up Martin Luther, and Ryan sent Satan with his decoys. And then when you're plugged into that Hutterite thing, there, like I say, there's no eternal life in that Hutterite thing. There's not everybody is going to go to hell that's raised up in that Hutterite thing, because there's somewhere along the road alive in that Hutterite structure, like for instance, when you heard about the prophet, you believed it, and the people that are under your watch have eternal life, just that simple. And the people that are under my watch, like my brother, he came by and he has eternal life. Because when he passed on, you and I had a rejoicing time. The same with my sister over here from Bonham. She didn't believe a word I'm saying. But because exactly what Peter told to that jailer, if you believe, you and your whole household will be saved. So it's very important, the people that listen to us, that they not only listen to us, they make sure to tell people. Just go and tell. Like, what good would it be if I would have heard about the prophet and I kept it to myself? I tell it to everybody, and everybody knows what I believe. And through that, I'm plugged into eternal life, just that simple, as long as I continue on with it, you know. There's such a thing as continuing on with it, but I can't explain the whole thing, but I do know. I don't feel good about that Ike passing away, because, and then how do I think there's no eternal life in it? Just that simple. And we have a message here. Therein is eternal life. This is that stream. And that stream is eternal life, because mm-hmm. we're connected to that angel through the message of Brother Branham, and then through the message of Brother Jackson, and then God gave you and I the mandate and the responsibility to continue on with the program. If you're plugged into what we're saying, you have eternal life automatically. Just that simple. All you got to do is go and tell somebody. Just that simple. Let them that hear it say come. He whoever is athirst, let him come. Blessed is he that's been invited. This is that invitation here. Just that simple. I don't know how simply you could put it. You go when I saw on that hut right after that these two people passed away, and I know them personally, and I know they're not in a good place. God, there is only eternal life in the message for the church of Laodicea. Did they believe it? No, they didn't. I sent that Ike some books and some CDs, and we never get the feedback, you know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Well, just good. That's just what I saw. I think I learned to have to learn to slow down. I don't talk very plain, you know. So you got people are listening, they don't hear what I say.
You say like it's the word of God for your hour. Like if Adam and Eve would have listened to the word of God, what He said to partake of the tree of life,
yeah,
then it would have been good. It's the same way here. God has a word for every day and hour,
for every generation.
And then in our hour, he sent a prophet, and he had a message for the Church of Laodicea. And if your people would tap into that, then they have eternal life. It's very simple. It's not complicated at all. The devil likes to make things complicated so that people never find it.
Mm-hmm. As a deer painteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You are my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Lass me gay, lass me gay, das Jesus may gain. Mine is ill, is far from him, out of it to and from him, on for seine Traum zu stehen, und vor seine Traum zu stehen, sei es lieb. allen Frauen schau dein holdes Angesicht, schau dein holdes Angesicht. Ach, wie schön, ach, wie schön ist der Engel Lugetein, hat dich flieger, hat dich flieger, 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 allen Egel, heit dein Agna Zionin, heit dein Agna Zionin, wie wird sein, wie wird sein, wenn ich sehen, zahle mein, in der Stadt der goldenen Gassen, Herr, mein Gott, ich kann's nicht fassen, was dann wird hier von mir sein, was dann wird dir von mir sein. Paradies, Paradies, wie ist deine Frucht so süß, unter deine Lebensmeimen, wird uns sein, als ob wir träumen, bring uns her ins Paradies, bring uns her ins Paradies. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his faithful lightning off its terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah, His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, His truth is marching on.
What we're saying all along, that truth don't stop for nobody. Mm-hmm. We just happened to find it in our era, and we jumped on board. We heard about Brother Branham. He had already passed off the scene, but as when he passed off the scene, the truth kept marching on with Brother Jackson. Mm-hmm. And he was here when I got acquainted with him, and I was there for 10 years before he passed on. But see, I was plugged in, you know. I was plugged into reality. I didn't listen to these churches anymore. I didn't go to these churches because then there's that. It's just that simple. That other thing is that it can only produce more of his foundation. His foundation is Yakabudra. And he goes back, you go back and follow it. You do what I did. I did my homework. And I found out he was then sent in by these antichrists, by Satan. Satan, and then he sent in these antichrists. They were nothing but anti-Christian. They were opposing the very thing. They were opposing Martin Luther in 1520. They were the opposing forces, just like it was back in the early churches. The devil sent in after the apostles. Paul said, after our departure, grievous wolves came in, and Satan sent in these antichrists. It's just that simple, to muddy up the picture. And by the time 325 rolled around, everything was dead. Then they plugged into the Roman Catholic Church to go for that through the Dark Ages, and all there was in that Roman Catholic Church was death. And mm-hmm. see, the people that believed, they had to go underground. They had to be butchered and slaughtered, and like the Waldenses and people like that. But they were plugged into eternal life. There was no eternal life in that Roman Catholic Church. The same thing. There was no eternal life and not the right thing. It's just that simple.
Yeah, it's very similar if you can bring it to our hour of time. See, God had a prophet here to turn us back to the faith of the early church. And then there was Billy Graham, there was the Oral Roberts, and there was A.L., and there's other people, you know, that their message will not lead you to the direction that will lead you to Brother Branham. It takes you somewhere else, you know, and that's why it's so scary, you know, what these people do. They blind people mm-hmm. to the from the real thing, from the what is real, and that's all they did. They blinded people from the truth.
Amen to that. We're just continuing on with the truth is marching on. What we're telling here, that's the truth. We could open up the Bible anywhere. Everything to you and I is so mm-hmm. crystal clear. And we're just telling the people the truth. What's on this here website is the pure truth. It's the undefiled, unadulterated Word of God. We can tell people the truth because we make no apologies. We say something that are pretty hard to digest. When we tell people that the Jacob Luther was just sent in by this Antichrist, we go back in history and we look and we see how Satan has operated throughout 6,000 years. See, for some reason or another, he was given, he was the opposing force to what God is doing. Just like I say, back in the garden, he went in there and he used that serpent-like creature to mess up the reproductive program. I mean, that's what he does all throughout biblical history. He, when God does something, you can be rest assured, Satan will be there to muddy up the picture. That's why you and I can say exactly what we're saying, that Hutterite thing never was nothing, because it was built on Satan's program. It was not built on the apostles and the prophet, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. It was not built on Martin Luther's program back then, because the foundation of that other thing is Jakob Hutter and Andreas Ehrenberg. That's the far back as they can go, and they begin with this community style living, which is first class communist, exactly how the Catholic Church operated in the Dark Ages. But now, see, Satan, he's not stupid. He brings in this form of godliness, and Martin Jakob Hutter, he probably was a lot more holier than Martin Luther ever thought of being. And mm-hmm. see, that's what the devil does. He sent in these holy rollers, mm-hmm. and these pious people, just like back in the days of Korah. You could go to biblical history. When God does something, Satan is there with his counterfeit. Mm-hmm. Just like coming through the wilderness. God raised up Moses and Aaron, and here comes Korah and his bunch. Probably could speak a lot more fluently than Moses could, because the people that believed Korah, the whole congregation flooded towards Korah and Abiram. And then when the earth swallowed them up, the next day they went and said, "You killed the Lord's people." See, that's how the devil does. He convinces them and he anoints them. He anoints these Hutterite preachers that what we're saying is completely off the cuff. We're plugged into eternal life. Mm-hmm. And no matter how good they mean it and how well they preach, they're not hooked into eternal life. Mm-hmm. Because like I was telling you about that Ike from Gloomingard that passed away. They can have their powwow and they're going to have their godly songs and all that. Praise him up to high heaven. But I know, because I had some encounters with the man over the years, and he's not in a very good place. It's just that simple. I could go into details, but I know him personally, and I experienced him personally, and I introduced him personally to the things. It was actually his sister that falsely accused me of attempting to rape her, and they know about all that. They know I'm innocent of all these charges because they know me and they know about me. But see, they refuse to accept the truth. And that's why I say, well, it's kind of broken up that passed away, and I don't get no good vibes from them. That's what they're trying to say. We're just going to continue with that. But they will go into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. See that we were talking about, yesterday we were talking about, hell is not eternal. Hell is only as long as God has allotted. Like I know that Ike is not in a good place. So he's gone, he's, the minute he died, the minute he closed his eyes, that there's no eternal life in that Hutterite system, and he put his old trust in that Hutterite system. And then when he dies, he just simply goes off to hell. His soul and his spirit, his body goes in the ground, but the soul and the spirit, they go somewhere. There's only one place you go without Jesus, without being plugged into the truth here or there. You just simply go off to hell. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. There are no two places. There's no in between here. Like the Bible says, zwei Ort, o Mensch, hast du vor dir, die Weile du lebst auf Erden. There's only one. There's only heaven and there's hell. That's just two places where you go. And if you reject the truth for your day, like that Ike, I know that I rejected everything I tried to tell him over the years. Like I said, I've had a lot of run-ins with him. And he rejected it right to the very end. I never heard any good vibes coming off that he believed anything that we're saying. So there's only two places. I know you and I, we're plugged into eternal life simply by the fact that they believe on them. And I was saying, when we heard about Brother Brennan, we plugged into it. Mm-hmm. Like we got eternal life through that. And the people that believe what we're saying, they're plugged in to eternal life too. Just that simple. Mm-hmm. This here message, that's the final chapter for mankind. And whoever plugs into it, whoever believes it, whoever believes, let them come. This is that living water that the book of Revelation talks about. Whether people like it or not. I did order this from a calendar or somewhere, this mission that you and I have. The Lord gave it to me because he found you and I faithful. He knew under pressure that we'll just keep on going and we'll just keep on telling people the truth. That's what we're doing here. And the people that can believe us, what we're saying, they have eternal life. Just that simple. Because they're believing the message for your day. That's the way it's always been. Heavenly Father, we just want to stop for a moment in time and give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. We just pray for those people, for those other right people, Lord. We stand in the gap for them because we know, Lord, we're in the closing days of time, and there's no more time to school them. But, Lord, I just pray you'll open up their understanding to let them know that what we're saying here is true and that there's eternal life and the things according to your word. This is eternal life that they believe in them, and I will send. And we know you sent to the church here to Laodicea. You sent that prophet, and then you sent that chief apostle, and we're just continuing on with the program here. I just pray you'll open up the hearts of the people, Lord, and let them understand and see what we're trying to tell here for the last 30, 40 years, Lord. And just, there's nothing we can do. We can only put it out there, Lord. We have make no apologies for it because we know it's the truth according to your word, Lord. We're living in these closing days of time, and once again, Lord, I ask that you open up the hearts of their, open up the heart and open up their understanding, Lord, that they'll be able to see what we're saying is 100% the truth. Based on your word, Lord. I just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I know it's hard for people to understand that just you and me here and down here these closing days of time. But it's what God has ordained for the foundation of the world. Mm-hmm. We have no choice. We gotta do what we're doing. That's why we do what we're doing simply because we have a concern for people's souls, for people's destiny. We know that. We all knew that there's no life in that hard right thing, and then that the Lord brought us to the understanding of it. There's only death in that hard right system, and that people that are plugged into that, they just simply go off to hell and death for the last four, five, 600 years ever since Martin Luther ever said their foundation. The people, they don't know it. But see, Satan, he's a deceiver. He deceived these people for 600 years, thinking when they die, they go to heaven. All they have to do is live in the community style living, and then they're off to glory. But it's a lie perpetrated by Satan. The Lord let us know, hey, back then, this is eternal life if they believe in them whom I was sent. And like I say, he sent Martin Luther back in the 1500s, and then that lasted for so many years, and then another church kicked in. And then it was, this is going to be eternal life, that believe in John Wesley. The people that were connected to John Wesley, they had eternal life via that angel. That angel, Martin, that John Wesley was connected to that angel. And here in the church here to Laodicea, it's the same pattern. This is going to be eternal life that they believe in them whom I will send. And here in the church here to Laodicea, he sent a special angel. And that angel linked up with the vocal cord of Brother Branham. And all Brother Branham was, he was a transmitter of that angel. Mm-hmm. You can go back, like I said the other day, you can tap in and to on the internet, the table brought by Brother Branham, and it'll tell you all the things that Brother Branham preached for the last 40 years of his ministry. And then you can go tap into what Brother Jackson preached by simply connecting with Faith Assembly. And there's some, all their messages are on the archives. And then all we're doing, we're keeping it alive, because if you and I don't tell the people what happened throughout the church age of Laodicea, nobody will know nothing, because Satan has infiltrated every aspect of society. Mm-hmm. And we went to the book of Revelation, we saw exactly what it's going to be like, because John was transported into the 20th century, and then the book of Revelation to you and I, it's so important to know, because he exactly knew exactly right, the right wording. The inhabitants of the earth had become drunk with the wine of the religious fortification, and Satan has infiltrated every aspect of society. And that's why we keep beating him. That's why we keep beating away day after day. Let people know what happened throughout the church age of Laodicea. And we can't do no other. That's why the Lord used you and I, because he tested us over the years, like the song says, we've been through the fire. They threw everything they could at back in that hunter and colony. They used your family to break you. Anything they could get their hands on, they tried to use against us, to try to make us to compromise and deny our faith, and now to get us to deny the truth and to accept their diabolical covenant of death. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. Just like I said a few years back, when I was sick unto death, the devil sends in these tongues, that Joe from Cyprus, a first-class hypocrite, and they tried to get me to go back to the compound. Well, why would I go back to death and accept spiritual death by going back there? It's the same thing today. We're just holding on to the fort. We're telling people exactly what needs to be told. That's here right. In the closing days of time.
Uh-huh. It says in John 6, verse 63, it is the spirit that quickened. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The spirit is the one who gives life. Human nature is of no help. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. See, that's what I felt when I came in contact with Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, spirit and life. Because behind it was an anointing from God. It gave life because it was connected to the vine, it was connected to the Lord Jesus Christ, and it was connected to God. And he is the one that gives life, mm-hmm. life eternal. And that Hutterite system did not do that for me, because I grew up there and I know what it's all about. There was no spirit and life, because like you said, their foundation goes back to Jakob Hutter and Peter Rittemann and these people, that their words are not spirit and life, and there's no way you can connect to God through that. It is only through the message for our day and hour that's going to do that. See, that will lead you to death, because there is no life in it. If I didn't find anything on it, and and nobody else will. It's only if you connect to the vine, to the Lord Jesus Christ, and to the message that you have for your day, that God has for your day and hour. That's why when I came to Brother Branham, I felt alive for the first time, because like when the Lord saved me, like you come to the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. And then there's something more that I wanted. I wanted that righteousness for our day and hour. It wasn't until then that my spirit was at rest, because I had found what I was looking for. That it was spirit and life. It was an anointing that I have never ever felt before when I came to the ministry of Brother Jackson. Not Brother Branham. Brother Branham was already passed off the scene. But when I came to Brother Jackson, that's when my soul, my spirit said, I found what I was looking for. And it was through that channel, that righteousness for our day and hour. And we're just continuing on from there to let people know what God has done in this hour. If we don't do it, people will not know what God has done, because the Branhamites, they stop with Brother Branham. And same way with people under Brother Jackson, the truth is marching on. And if people don't march on with it, it just remains dead. It there's no life in it. You have to move on with God, otherwise there's no life in it.
That's that simple. And we're just taking scripture by the scripture. This will be eternal life that they believe in them, and I will say. And you and I, we're plugged into that eternal life, that eternal structure, and all we're doing, we're bringing it back to life, because it was up to the Branhamite. They're not going anywhere because they didn't accept Brother Jackson. Mm-hmm. And if it's up to the Jacksonite, they ain't going anywhere because they believe that lie that Ellen came out and perpetrated. And then that other group, they believe that we're after the 2 days. See, they're believing a lie, so you can't trust them. And like I say, we've been through the fire, and the Lord found us. We come right through the fire. We've been through the water, and we've been through the lion's den, and we passed with flying colors, because the Lord found us faithful and true, that He gave you and I the responsibility to continue on with this program. And all we got to do here now is hold on to the fort, hold on to the things that have been firmly established throughout the church age of Laodicea. And if you can plug in to what we're saying, you have eternal life. And not only you and your old household will be saved. God will see to it that somehow, because in His great wisdom, if you, as a head of your family, it could be male or female, like for instance, like I was telling earlier, you're the head of your household, whether you like it or not. And as long as you believe this truth here, your whole household, all the your family members that are under your watch are going to have eternal life. Even though they don't believe, but at the end of the day, so at the end of the day, like my brother, he never believed me, did everything he could to oppose me. But it was the end of the day, the 3 weeks before he passed on, he believed in his heart that I'm right. He knew that these preachers are nothing but a bunch of phonies. He more or less said as much. He just said it to me, but he did say it out there in the open. But he believed that you and I have the goods. And then it was when he passed away, like I said earlier, we had a glorious time here, because we knew he was on a good place. Like I said, I'm not having a glorious time when I heard that Ike from Blumengard passed away, because he never stood for truth. He was not interconnected to eternal life. It's just that simple. He was connected to that other right thing, and that other right thing is completely, is of the devil. It's plugged into death. It's just that simple. I don't know how simply you can put it, because we're just trying to say something here that makes sense, that makes biblical sense. We're connected, you and I, we're connected to eternal life via the scriptures. And that other right thing, there is no eternal life in it. It looks good, but it's Satan's carbon copy. God, what's God? Like I said earlier, when God does something, Satan, he's right there like a dirty shirt to put then his counterfeit garbage in there. And all that other thing is, it's a counterfeit to what Martin Luther brought to just to live by faith. That's where it originated. It originated in 1530. I went back and I looked at the history. Actually, we check everything out because we're actually spiritual spice for the Lord. That's what we are. And we go check and we investigate and we do our homework and we do our research because right now you can do everything by the flick of a button. All you got to do is go on the internet and all the information is on there. I can go back and I can tell you what Jakob Hutter and these thugs, they came up 1530, just about 10 years after Martin Luther. That's what the devil does. He sits back and he manipulates and he figures out how he can pervert everything. And that's when they came up, 1530, just 10 years after Martin Luther was here. They started their work, and that's the foundation of that Hutter, I think. Never was nothing and never will be nothing. And for 500 years, these people have been deceived just because they believe if we live in a commune, we got a ticket to glory. It's a lie. It's perpetrated by Satan. And all we're doing, we're taking the reps off and telling people the truth. And we don't have to apologize for telling people the truth. Mm-hmm. Even though people don't believe it, that's not up to us to make it to believe. God doesn't quicken it in their spirit. And if they don't know from their own experience that there's no eternal life and that other right thing, because there's no anointing there. When we say something, there is anointing there. There's a truth there. People can tap into it and they can have the same thing you and I have. It's just that simple. I don't know how simple to put it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and we just want to help people to understand that you have life eternal. And those that believe in the righteousness for their day and hour, you will give life eternal, Lord. It's just in your word, Lord. So we just want to help people to understand that so they can come to the knowledge of the truth and believe what you have for this day and hour. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.